Students at the University of Glasgow are voting today in a referendum on Scottish independence. More than 20,000 of them are eligible to take part in the poll, which is supported by a range of societies and the four major parties on campus. The result is due out tonight. But our reporter Hugh Williams has been taking the temperature of the debate so far.
Go to the university campus, they said. See if referendum fever is gripping the student body, they said. So I'm opposite the main gate on University Avenue. There are a couple of Better Together, A Stronger Scotland, A United Kingdom posters on the pillars here. But just a couple of hundred metres up the road outside the library is a group of people in bright blue jackets giving out leaflets to underline their message that great things start with a yes, the independence campaigners. So let's get some random opinions from students turning up for lectures or to go to the library. From BBC Radio Scotland, can I ask you a quick question?
Yep.
Are you going to vote?
Vote on what?
Vote on what? You've not seen the posters?
About the independence?
Ah!
No, probably not.
Why not?
I don't really agree with either side.
You don't agree with yes or no? I'd hate to have an argument with you.
I feel Scotland should be an independent country, regardless.
You don't reckon the 300 years of history has worked well for Scotland?
Well, we were almost 1,000 years an independent country beforehand. You can't disregard that either. The past has nothing to do with what we're going to do in the future. We should move on and do what's best for us.
Are you going to vote in that referendum?
Definitely.
Have you decided how?
I've not decided how. Like, I'm still like evaluating all the information I've had to take in, because it's all kind of relatively new to me.
I don't feel I know enough to cast a vote.
I don't think it should be Scotland by itself. I think it's fine the way it is.
Are you saying Scotland isn't big enough or clever enough to stand by itself?
I just don't think it will bring many advantages.
Would you not? I mean, the argument is it would just be a normal country with a normal place in the world.
No, I think we should still stay together, though.
I'm from Bulgaria. I would probably vote no.
There'd be people surprised to hear you from Bulgaria saying that, that surely you, of any country in the world, have experienced being in the shadow of a big country and knowing what it is to get free of that.
I know, but right now, I mean, the status quo seems to be working, so, I mean, maybe it's time to move on from the Union, but for now I think it's okay to be part of the UK.
I voted no last year, but I may have changed my mind.
You're being a bit of a tease. You're a floating voter. You're available to be won. What would either side have to say to convince you?
I think you'd really have to appeal to students. See, what are we going to do about graduate jobs, about student loans, and about raising the fees here?
Are you sure you're Scotland? I just quickly ask you, will you be voting?
I wouldn't know.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for the referendum.
Yeah, you're not going to vote at all.
If I was to vote, I'd vote yes, I think. No, I'd vote no.
You vote yes, you think no. But you're not actually going to vote?
I don't think so, no.
Why not?
Good question. Now you put me on the spot, maybe I will vote, actually.
I'm getting mixed messages here. I'm not going to vote. If I voted, I'd vote yes. No, I'd vote no. Maybe I'm going to vote.
I never really thought about it, to be honest. I've never been involved in politics, so I've not thought about it. But now you've asked me, maybe it's made me think a bit more about it, you know?
So what conclusions can we draw from all of that? I'm really not sure. The one thing that has impressed and rather surprised me, if I'm honest, is that just about everyone I've spoken to has known all about the referendum and has at least thought about whether they should vote and how they should vote. So perhaps predictions that turnout might be as low as just 10% will be wrong. What the result will be, of course, only time will tell.
Well, we'll find out in the next few hours. Hugh Williams reporting there from Glasgow University, 7:24.